prayer, I guess, just a little thing here, said there, somewhere, about women. Could be our king also. But you know, what's the problem? Why is there this? It could be a brahmachari, actually. Recommendation of celibacy. Well, I mean, to put it short, my understanding, just look at it. Now. Those of us who've been through it know it. You kiss a woman. I mean, the women speak for themselves, so I can only describe it from that point of view. And you know, you kiss the material energy, material world. Poor Loka, you know, why? Because you interact in a very powerful way with forms in this world. And that form, that in this case happened to be the opposite sex. And we know, you know, the power of it, the libido and all that. Adi Rasa. So yeah, you do that. You give that little lady there a kiss. And if you receive it back, then just count on it. You will spend, as I did, 14 years. No, more. 16, 17 years. Primarily in the nature of this earthly realm. Interacting with the elements here to uphold and work and enjoy and yes, you step into that. And I'm not saying there's anything bad with it. I went through it. But when you come out of it, the other side, having gone through it, and you're old, then, you know, it's also rather natural if one thinks that, yes, that's it, and back to celibacy, you know. And that's how I think, at least. So it's a nice, this ashrama system is nice. And it's logical, you can understand how it functions in life. Now, when neophyte Westerners stumble right into this, and as usual, we usually did, probably still, but there should be more guidance from the oldies now. I'm made all the mistakes already. We can get fanatic, thinking the more I do of all those good things, you know, the better I am. It's like thinking, you know, the way when I was a kid. My parents had this idea, the more food you eat, the healthier and stronger you will be. That's the mode of passion. More and more, you know, then better, better. No, balance. We should have a balanced life that we feel comfortable with, and if that is family life, then that is good. And then we will get guidance and advice for how to live that life happily, healthy, lovingly, harmoniously. But of course, I guess especially in this age, whatever we do, we will make certain rather stark experiences, learning one thing or two about this world of Burloka. But not even that is what it's really about. It's about how we, whatever world we are living in, behave toward each other and towards God, Krishna.